and good morning. I'm Dave Land, and this is Meet Your Neighbor. My guest today is well-known Fairfield resident and businessman Max Weaver. Max, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
You're welcome.
I know that we tried to do this a little while earlier, but with the holidays going on, and this is kind of a big season for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we're going to find out more about Max growing up in Fairfield, grade school, high school, and I'm sure you have an interesting story how you got into the Big Boy Barbecue. Can we hear about that?
Well, I just actually got into it as a weekend hobby and bought my first smoker back in 2003, and it just turned into a job.
All right. Well, we're going to find out more about that as we continue our conversation with Max Weaver, and we'll be back after this break.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
I think people who buy new BMWs for their 16-year-olds are brain damaged. The best thing to do for your kids is have them buy their own cars. Whatever they save is what they will be able to spend on their vehicles. If you have enough cash set aside, you and your child could agree on a matching plan to help buy the car. Whatever your kid saves, you match. That's what Sharon and I did. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
And welcome back to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. In the studio with me today is Max Weaver, Fairfield native, I think I could say. Max, where did it all start for you?
Well, I was raised about across the field, about a half a mile from here.
A half mile north.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually watched this radio station as it was being built in 1953, I believe.
Yes, went on in August of 53.
And I went to Jasper Grade School. My first grade class was the first class to go to the new Jasper Grade School, as is known now, back in 54, 55. Now, it actually opened in the spring of 54, and some of the kids that were going to the outer schools finished up the term in 54, but my first grade class was the first class for Jasper Grade School.
Was the previous school the house on the S-curve corner west of the current school?
That was one of them, Oregon School.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Black Oak and Thomas Prairie, and I'm not sure how many more.
Do you remember some of the teachers back then, maybe a superintendent and or principal from back in the day?
In the country schools?
In at Jasper.
Oh, at Jasper. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The first principal, I believe his name was Paul Collins. It was Collins. I think it was Paul. He wasn't there too long. And then Les Dobbs was there a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
My first grade teacher was Anna Fischel. She and her husband lived where Mary Faye Burkett lives now.
Charlie Fischel, he worked at the post office.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, she was first, second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elsie Felix was third and fourth grade. Both of them very good teachers. I liked them a lot.
What was the attendance back then? Would you have had 100, something like that?
Yeah, probably around that.
Mm-hmm. What did you like most in grade school? Any favorite subjects other than recess?
No. Oh, I was always a pretty good speller, but I wasn't too good at math or history. I did all right, you know, but just whatever I had to do to get it done, you know.
So was kindergarten going then?
Or no.
Okay. Went 1 through 8?
Right.
And then you go off to high school. Were you nervous about going to FCHS? Or were you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
That would have been in the fall of 62.
So you get to high school and just ready for high school. Any extracurricular activities that you participated in or maybe for a while or tried them out?
Oh, I was pretty active in FFA. I wanted to be a farmer. That was about all that was on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And Wally Westbrook was the football coach, and he kept trying to get me to go out for football. Well, I did my junior and senior year. But to say I was great at it, no.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
I remember you. Well, we were there pretty close to each other, and I remember you playing there. Probably you were on the line, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And were you in chorus? Did you do chorus? Are you? Somebody said you're a singer.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, I guess maybe I was 1 year.
You know, the bands back then, Don Llewellyn was a band director for a while, and then Glenn Dom took his place. But the numbers in the bands and the choruses were huge, and it's right. Kind of changed. But what in high school did you like? Subjects. All of them?
I don't know. I barely made it through high school.
But you had a good time?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, after I graduated high school, I kind of floundered around for a year and worked for Laverne Edwards up there at what was the old FS station.
Where LeMond's Chrysler Center is?
Yeah, yeah. And I decided I didn't want to do that the rest of my life, so I enrolled over to Wabash Valley College.
So back
at
in
Mount
high
Carmel.
Back in high school for a minute, the whole time you're in high school, you're thinking, I'm going to farm?
Wanted
or were you
to,
starting
yeah,
to?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get out of high school and working for Laverne Edwards, and then you go to Wabash Valley.
And graduated on the dean's list.
Well, good for you.
And I darn near flunked out of high school.
And you found your calling. Well, it probably would have been a general studies curriculum at that time, wasn't it?
Just where?
At Wabash Valley?
No, I took ag business.
Okay. For livestock, for crops, the whole deal, you learned all about it?
Right. Yeah, Kern Dorner, who is a retired superintendent, lives at North City now. He was one of the instructors I had. And Mark Kern, who later went on to become president of Wren Lake College, were the two instructors.
Probably a lot of people from Fairfield were going to Wabash Valley at that time.
Yes, there were.
I
can't specifically remember any, but I know there was.
Well, Wabash Valley and Centralia, Kaskaskia College was going strong. Of course, this is all before Frontier. OCC at Olney had several. But you enjoyed the ag classes then, obviously, if you made the dean's list.
Yes, I did.
And you grew up on a farm, didn't you?
A small one,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Doc Weaver was your dad, and was he into grain and livestock on a limited basis?
Yeah, he spent most of his life working for him at Hoffey, cleaning up used cars.
Back to Laverne Edwards Tire Shop. Were you just doing everything there?
Yes.
Changing the oil, filling the tires up with air, and that was an FS dealership, if I remember.
Changing truck tires, changing tractor tires, mm-hmm. Did it all. Yeah, washing cars.
Do you remember, I'm kind of reminiscing here, but do you remember the Standard Station on the corner to
sure.
the west there?
Sure.
And Bob Black ran that for a while.
Right.
Black's Standard, maybe? Something like that? It was, anyway, popular. Every corner in Fairfield back then had gas stations.
Yeah, he later became the Sunoco bulk distributor.
Okay.
But,
you do well at Wabash Valley College, and while you're at Wabash Valley College, what are you thinking you're going to do after that program ends?
Well, we actually had an on-job training program that a good friend of mine that from Monmouth, Illinois, we were in the program together, and we went up to Norris Farms at Havana, and we both got a job there, me in the field department, he in the cattle department,
mm-hmm.
And they farmed 10,000 acres, and they also fed out about 15,000 cattle a year.
Mm.
So he worked for cattle, I worked in the field. I was there 2 years. Pardon me. And still had in my mind I wanted to farm. So I come home in February of 71 and went to a sale down at Keensburg where they built the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
a fellow had sold, the coal mine had bought him out, and he sold out, and I bought 35 sows and 200 pigs.
You were ready to go.
And brought them home and started in.
Where'd you start? Out at the home place?
Yes.
So how was that as exciting and profitable, maybe is the word, as you thought it'd be?
Well, I got lucky. Like I say, I bought the sows and the 200 pigs. Brought the pigs home, weaned them, and sold the pigs for what I'd give for all of them. So that was a good start.
Good learning experience, too.
Yes.
So while that's going on, are you having thoughts about what you're going to do next?
Well, I actually ended up getting a bus driver's license and driving a school bus for the high school for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Out of FCHS, working the Jasper area route, or?
No, I ended up being all over.
And driving to ball games?
Yeah. Chuck Gale would haul the team, and I would haul the fans.
Chuck Gale, sure. That was back in the day.
Back in the day.
Okay, we're going to take a break here in just a moment. I'm talking to Max Weaver. Grew up in Fairfield, Jasper Grade School, FCHS, off to Wabash Valley College. Decided he wanted to be a farmer, tried that, and perhaps had some second thoughts about doing something different. So after we come back from the break, we'll continue our conversation with Max Weaver.
That is not a good measure of whether or not someone is innocent or guilty. Well, you know, I mean, he denied it. Of course he would, because he's guilty. See, only innocent people make accusations. The guilty ones deny them. That's how you can tell who's guilty or not. That's Donnie Deutsch logic. That's how, guys, today we're going to talk about innocence and guilt. People who make accusations, they are the innocent ones. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
Welcome back to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. I'm visiting this morning, today, whenever you're listening, because it will be as a podcast, to Max Weaver, Fairfield resident, businessman, and he wanted to be a farmer. Some of them want to be firemen. Some of them want to be policemen. Max wanted to be a farmer, having grown up on a small farm. And you're back in Fairfield now, and you are doing some farming, and you're driving a bus for FCHS for about 5 years. And any thoughts of doing something different after the farming and or the bus driving?
No, I was happy being a farmer, and it was good till 1978, and we had a drought, and actually my net worth dropped $63,000 in 1978, and I had corn that actually I just cut for silage to feed the cows, didn't make anything. And I had a good friend back at the time, Cecil Bohr, you know, I would stop and talk to him, and I'd say, Max, you're going to have a bad year once in a while, and you'll be all right. Well, the next year, I had 600 acres of beans in the Boogerville Bottoms. It was beautiful. And in August, we had a hurricane come up out of Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
And went up there the next morning, and the Atlantic Ocean couldn't have looked any bigger. And so that was a loss.
Two years.
Was back in the day when there was no crop insurance. And turned around and burned up again in 1980. Jimmy Carter put the grain embargo on, and the interest went to 21%. I was done.
That was it. So from around three or four years, and that kind of says it all for farming.
That's right.
So what are you thinking? What are you going to do?
Well, I floundered. I didn't know what I was going to do. And ended up getting a job selling pole buildings for Walters Buildings at the time. And I did that for about 4 years, I guess.
Out on the road calling on folks and
yes,
seeing how you could help them.
And 1987, they decided they wanted someone in the central Indiana area. And they promised me a bunch of stuff to get me up there, and once they did, they didn't quite come through like they said they would. So I'm driving down the streets of Bloomington one day and stopped to get a pack of cigarettes, which I smoked for years and which I'm happy to say I don't anymore.
Congratulations.
And I saw this sign in a gas station that said help wanted. And I thought, I know how to pump gas. So I ended up getting a job at that Phillips 66 station there in Bloomington, and that would have been about July of 87. And in March of 88, they had a little two-pump gas station in Martinsville, Indiana, that they were wanting someone to manage. So I went up there, and it was one of those that you pumped the gas, you cleaned the windshield, you checked the oil, you went and got their pack of cigarettes, their six-pack of Coke.
Full
you
service.
Did it all.
Yeah, full service.
Well, the summer of 88 was just hotter than blue blazes. And I actually... got down to 245 pounds that summer. And Fred and Marie Smith come up to see me, to visit me, and they didn't even recognize me. So,
is that you, Max?
Yeah, but I haven't been that slim since. But then in October of 88, there was a guy that was one of my good customers, and he said, Max, you need a better job than this. He told me about a dealership that was hiring some salesmen, and he says, go down there and apply, you know. So I did, and the guy's name was John Welliver. He was a mover and shaker in the Indianapolis area. In fact, he was Evan Bayh's campaign director. He was later lottery director for the state, and... unfortunately, he made a premature death in a plane crash 3 weeks after his 50th birthday. But anyway, he wanted to know my references, and I told him. And so he was talking to the sales managers, and he says, well, the guy says he sold pole buildings. I don't know what a pole building is, but he says maybe he can sell a car. Well, I struggled the first 3 months I was there because I didn't know what I was doing, you know. And he called me in his office right about a week before Christmas, and he said, do you have some kids? And I said, yeah, I've got kids back in Illinois. And he says, here. And he pulls out $500 and gives me, and he says, you go buy your kids some Christmas. And that that was a humbling experience. Mm. So I did come home, went back in January, and I thought, by darn, if there's a living to be made at this, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And in January, then I sold 17 cars, and I never looked back.
Good, good.
And this is not a very good story for a radio, but I'm going to tell it anyway. We had a GM sales meeting. They owned a place called the... Sherwood Country Club up in Indianapolis. It was just a big civic center type mm-hmm. thing. And so it was a GMC sales meeting, like I say. And he was there, and this was like the 1st of February. And Max, let me buy you a drink. So we went over to the bar, you know, and I said, John, I really thank you for what you did for me there at Christmas time. And I'll never forget these words from him, especially after he got killed. He says, oh, he says, Max, he says, money is a wonderful thing. But he says, after I'm dead and gone, I just want to be known as a pretty good old son of a bitch. I never forgot that.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left here, so I know that you got back to Fairfield. You had the AutoMax car dealership.
Yes.
But take about a minute here and tell us how you got into your very successful Big Boy Barbecue. Because you do prepare food very well.
Thank you. Well, I like to eat good food, and I like to see people eat good food. And I don't know, I just try to do my best at it.
and one thing led to another, and word got around. And
I said, it started out as a hobby, and then and 99% of my advertising has been word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. And I know I've seen your list around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, and that legal pad gets pretty full, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Tell us a little bit about your family, your kids.
I have three kids, three children. Jared is the oldest. He and his wife, Carissa, live over at Albion, and he's got JW Equipment and Farms. And Julie is the middle. She's my daughter. She's the superintendent down at New Hope. Brag on her a little. She's the only one in the family with a doctor's degree.
That's wonderful.
And
yeah.
Andrew's the youngest. He was a farm manager up at Green Energy till it sold, and now he's trading machinery and farming a little on his own.
They've done very well. You've done very well, and I like your slogan, we meet your needs.
Yeah.
All right. Max, anything else you'd like to say in these closing seconds?
I could probably talk all day. But
we have some good visits, I will put it that way. Okay, I've been talking with Max Weaver, big boy barbecue guy and Fairfield native, resident, businessman. He's done a little bit of everything. And Max, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today's Meet Your Neighbor program, and I certainly plan to have another guest next week. Thank you for listening.